Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever, and I know you have you ever been in the passenger seat while someone else is driving? I don't like it. Never have liked it. I've got to be the one behind the wheel. When we take long trips, car trips, Alicia doesn't drive for 1 minute. I do all the driving because I don't like sitting in the passenger. Maybe I have control issues. I don't know. I just got to be behind the front wheel driving. But there have been moments, and I'm sure all of you can relate to this, there have been moments in which I've been really scared sitting in the passenger seat while the person driving the car was just taking off. Can you relate to that this morning? When I was in college, I needed a ride from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to where I lived at the time in Spokane, Washington. I needed someone to drive me to get home from Lake Coeur d'Alene back home, and I kind of knew someone, and they offered to give me a drive, and I didn't think anything about it, just hopped in the passenger seat to get back to Spokane. Sat in the seat, looked over, and as they put their arm up on the steering wheel, I saw a big skull tattoo on their forearm. I'm totally not against tattoos, all right? But the skull just measured in my mind, is that what's going to happen to me as I take this trip? And they made a wrong turn. They went towards Montana, not towards Washington. And for a moment, I thought, man, am I being kidnapped here? What's going on? Then when they finally turned around and got, they headed west towards Washington, They weren't so good at staying in their lane. Swerved to the side. I had to say something, and a couple cars behind them honked their horn. I began to sweat. I began to wonder if I'd ever fulfill the dreams that I wanted to accomplish. That's what happens when you're in the passenger seat and you're not very comfortable with the person behind the wheel. How many can relate to that? Yeah. How many can relate to your spouse when they're behind the wheel and you're kind of like, yeah, I don't know how this is going to go. Yeah, Alicia, did you raise your hand? Oh, not cool, not cool. This morning, a friend, it was funny because a friend actually came to me and said some great advice that stuck with me. They said this, you didn't have to stay in the car. You could have asked the driver to get out. You didn't have to stay there. Isn't that great advice? I'm here today, thankfully, but that advice has stuck with me. You can simply say, I don't want to take this ride. Drop me off. I don't want to go with you. Dear friends, that advice is really what I think is captured here in Matthew chapter 4. You don't have to take the ride. You can get out. As Jesus goes out into the wilderness and is tempted by the devil in this passage, and it happens out in the wilderness, and Jesus is all alone. The devil, so to speak, is driving. And you see, Jesus is in the passenger seat as we hear this discussion. And we know exactly where this moment happened here that's described in Matthew chapter 4. It was land that was located between the Dead Sea, which was very low in elevation, maybe one of the lowest places on earth, and the holy city of Jerusalem. It's a stretch of about 35 miles from north to south, 15 miles from east to west, a barren land, some limestone rock, dusty hills, barren rock kind of jutting up out of desert. There's not much going on there. And there is Jesus, kind of stuck. He's kind of stuck there. There's nowhere that he can go. Now, there's a takeaway lesson right out of the bat that we can apply to our own lives. The devil knows your most susceptible moment to falling to temptation is when you are alone and isolated. Have you ever noticed it's just easier to grab the Oreo cookie when mom's not around? You're all alone? Have you ever noticed that it's easier to steal when nobody else is around you? Have you ever noticed that it's easy to just gossip when you don't think there are that many ears that are around you? It's not by accident, you see. The devil knows that in isolation, you are more prone to fall.